Again, I want to share with you today, let's do like a Friday, some drush, some machshava on Rosh Hashanah, some ideas.
Do you have three people, a third person?
No, I don't. I don't have a third person.
Don't expect
me. Okay. Maybe I should go look. Let me go see. Let me go look if someone is sure. What?
There's nobody around.
Is someone around? All right, maybe someone will show up. Maybe you'll show up. Okay.
I'm Apostle
Aedis. The truth is, do we really need to have three people in the room together? Why can't we do it virtually? Is it so terrible to have three people that are not together, be mata the neder?
Could Bezdin sit virtually?
For Hataras Nadarim, probably they can.
What?
For Hataras Nadarim, probably. Probably. They have, I don't know if they all have to be,
you're going to come help me?
I don't know if they all have to be together in one site. All right, let's learn that. This year is very unique. It's unique in respect that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we do not blow shofar. Min HaTorah, there's only one day of Rosh Hashanah. There's only one opportunity we have to kind of the mitzvah of the blowing of the shofar. And Chazal did something extreme, and they said, even though it says in the Torah it's supposed to make him the mitzvah of tkia shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, don't blow the shofar. Don't do it. Don't do the mitzvah of shofar. It's a shocking chiddush that the Chazal have the power to literally prevent you from being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if you think about it, that's really what this whole year has been about. This whole past year, there are so many things that we're supposed to do. You're supposed to daven every day with a minyan three times. Not everything is a d'oraisa. Obviously, a lot of things are Jewish custom, or it's dinu d'rabbanan, or this tradition. But we all know you daven with a minyan. We know that there's something called a funeral. There's something called a tahara. There are people, they say Kaddish. There are different mitzvahs, minhagim. And this year, the rabbis, the modern day rabbis of the 21st century, more or less, in many ways, have all unanimously said, don't do the mitzvahs. Don't daven with a minyan. Don't say Kaddish. Don't burn your chametz. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And everything's basically is the rabbis, we're not talking about the Tanoim, the Amoroim, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Nevi'im. They've taken upon themselves the Dover Poshut, it's Bikuach Nefesh. This has been the year of Shev Al Tase. Shema Yavirenu Dal. What's the reason why you don't blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah? It's because Shema Yavirenu Dalid Amoy Spirishus Sarabim. You may come to carry the Shofar in the Rishus Sarabim more than for Amos. You may be exposed. You'll go out into the street and you'll be walking around. More than, so what's so terrible? By the way, it doesn't even say in the Torah, that it's not even explicit in the Torah, the Isra of being maver dalet amos b'rishus harabim. It's a halacha l'moshe v'sinai. The ikr Isra deraisa is choytza. The only thing that it says in the Torah is do not go from the rishus hayochid to the rishus harabim. Going from the rishus harabim to the rishus hayochid is a svara. The Gemara says, mali choytza, mali hachnosa. And what about the prohibition to carry in the street to pick up something and to transport it more than Dalit Amos? Halacha l'moshe v'sinai. So Chazal are not concerned about a person taking the shofar out of his home and going into the street. They're not concerned that he'll take the shofar from the street and bring it into his home. They're concerned that, as has to be understood, what exactly their concern is. But the words the Gemara uses is, he will transport the shofar in the street more than Dalet Amos. You're going to be out there exposed to the elements. And because of the sakana, being exposed to the elements of transporting something, to carry something, a carrier of Dalet Amos, stay home. Don't blow the shofar. It's really amazing. And Chazal, they were oiker a mitzvah d'oraisa that is essential for our survival. Tekiya shofar, it's the Yom Hadin. It's the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim, Mi Yichye, Umi Yomos. And the shofar is the tool to succeed, to live. And yet Chazal say, even though this is your life source, you need to blow the shofar, kidei shetalu zichroinchem lefonai, that your remembering should come before me, and I should inscribe you in the book of life. Chazal said, you know what? Who cares? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about being inscribed in the book of life and blowing the shofar. Don't worry about it. Don't do it. Stay home. Bottle the mevotel. You know why? Because we don't want you out there in the street.
What?
We don't want you out there in the street. We don't want you out there. We don't want you to be exposed. We don't want you walking around Dalet Amos. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Rishul Sarabim. You may carry the shofar more than four Amos in the Rishul Sarabim. So I'm just being a little expanding, you know, not poetic, but homiletic. Look at this. What's happening on this year, Rosh Hashanah, really, to a very large degree, at least in my mind, summarizes this past year. This past year, Chazal, our Chazal, the Chazal of the 21st generation, 21st century, I said 21st century, okay, the 21st century, which obviously is a far cry from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, going back 2,000 years ago, but still, Ubo al HaShofet Asher Yeh Bayomim Ohem, Ein Lecha Lamashe B'Yomecha, and the Gedolei HaPoiskim of our generation across the board. In every world, there was kimat, not one shul in the entire America that was open during the Chumash Vayikra. I know you'll find me maybe one renegade shul somewhere in the basement somewhere. I don't even know of one single shul that was open kimat the entire Chumash Vayikra. The entire Chumash Vayikra, even the shuls that you hear these horror stories, they shut down also eventually. Eventually everyone after they were whipped into shape, everyone shut down. Could you imagine that? Why? We don't want you out there in the street. We don't want people out in the street. And because we don't want that, even the things that we consider to be our lifeblood, to daven with a minyan, to say Kaddish, to do mitzvahs be'oifan mechudar with our chaverim, to learn all of the yeshivas, zero. But these are the necessities of life. Well, guess what? Shofar is also the necessity of life. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, but Chazal said, no. Shema Yavirenu. So this year on Shabbos, when we come this year, Rosh Hashanah, we come to the first day Rosh Hashanah, and it's Shabbos. And then we come to Ashrei. We come after we finish Kriyas HaTorah. We finish the Brochas of the Haftorah. And now we recite Av HaRachamim. And the expectation is, it's now time. Lam Natseach, Livnei Koirach, Mizmar. No, quiet. We're not going to do this today. We're not doing it today. We're not going to blow shofar. It's unsettling. Now is the moment. Now is the moment of truth. That's a moment to reflect. It's a moment of greatness. This year, this moment of silence is our greatest zuchus. It's our greatest limud zuchus. Look, we're not blowing shofar. You know why? Because Chazal said, even the necessities of life at times have to be canceled because there are other considerations. When we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it is oile before the Ribono Shel Olam. All of the minyanim that did not take place throughout the year, all of the people that were buried without a tahara, all of the people who died and no one said for them Kaddish, all of the opportunities to do mitzvahs that were canceled. Why? Because it's not the time to do it. And that itself is a zuchus. That itself is greatness. K'shem shemekabel sechar al hadrisha, kach, it's equal. Mekabel sechar al haprisha, when you don't do it. In an ordinary year, it comes the moment right before Rosh Hashanah, right before Musaf, Lam Natzeach, Olo Elokim Bisruah. The kol shofar goes up to Shemayim. And with the kol shofar goes up all of the davenings and all of the mitzvahs, and everything is scrutinized. This year, at the moment when we don't blow shofar, it's oile lefnei the Ribono Shel Olam, the whole year, a year of silence, a year of cancellations. And the cancellations itself, the nobility in how Klal Yisrael was dealt with it, in more or less beauty, dignity, responsibility, this is for us this year the most awesome, awesome source. Things weren't this year just canceled. They were canceled with dignity. When there was a cancellation, so there was another way we can reflect and serve Hashem. There's a different way to sit Shiva. You sit Shiva alone, quietly, with a telephone. You don't go to a shir, a live shir. There's another dignified way to serve Hashem. There are other technologies, other techniques. The same way you can daven to Hashem in a shul with a minyan, you can daven at home. That's also an incredible kiddush Shem Shemayim. And many people will tell you the nisyonos and the mesiras nefesh to daven b'yichidus is infinitely more difficult than davening with a minyan. Daven with a minyan, it's autopilot. Daven alone, it's challenging. It's a big challenge to put yourself in the proper frame of mind. This year we have big schosim. It's not pashut. It's not at all pashut. The uniqueness of not blowing shofar, how it connects to, that's what Chazal said, when they blow, you blow the shofar, Ola Elokim Bisrua, the blowing of the shofar brings with it the whole year, the avodas Hashem of the whole year. And when you don't blow shofar, it brings with it what you didn't do this year, this quiet, the quietness, the koil demama daka, is what is going to be oile lefnei Ribono Shel Olam this year with a deafening sound. It's something to reflect upon. Moment of silence. If I was a rabbi, I would really do this. I would really, right before Shabbos, I would say this whole drasha, and I would really say, and now we're going to have a moment of silence. The moment of silence, in this moment of silence, is going to be the Olah Elokim Besruah, with a deafening, deafening sound, to bring before the Ribbono Shel Olam zuchusim that we have not seen or heard about in generations. The amount of chesed, the amount of kvod shemayim, not saying everything is perfect, okay, not fool to go, not tell you that there's not been permanent damage that's taken place these last 6 months, and I mean permanent damage. All right, we know that, but despite the permanent damage that's taken place, yet the permanent elevation of Kedusha and awareness of what the resilience of Klal Yisrael and what we're capable of is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. And this moment of silence, the moment when we should be doing it, and the Chazal, no! Shtoik! Don't blow the shofar! That not blowing the shofar captures this year. Olah Elokim Besruah. It's kedai to reflect on that. Okay, let's go to another idea about Shabbos. Very unique type of avodah, Rashan that falls out on Shabbos. Rashi, it's a very Pashut Rashi. I think this Rashi really captures a lot this year for us. Rashi, in the very beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishit, says, Vayichulu Hashamayim V'yoritz V'chol Tzva'om, Hashem, on Shabbos Kodesh, He finished everything. Vayichal Elokim, and Hashem concluded, Bayoim HaShevi'i Melachtoi Asher Osa. On Shabbos, Hashem finished all of His work. This pasuk, we say this pasuk every Shabbos, all the time. This pasuk is a very, very challenging pasuk to hashkafa, to our hashkafa, because Shabbos is a day of rest. Shabbos, you don't go to work, no matter what. You meisa nefesh, no matter what, you do not go to work on Shabbos, and yet it says Hashem went to work. Hashem went to work. Vayichal Elokim, Hashem concluded, Bayoim HaShavi. He went to work. He did Malach on Shabbos. Are you talking to say that Ribbono Shel Olam did Malach on Shabbos? That's what it says. I'm not making this up. Who asked this question? Rashi, the Rabban Shel Yisrael, Rashi's Rashi Tevis, the Rabban Shel Yisrael asked this question. Are you talking to Ribbono Shel Olam? You know, Shaduchim, this pasuk would not do good for Shaduchim by Hashem. Could you imagine if Hashem had a daughter? And you would say, you know, the Tate, I don't know about the yichus of the tochter of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, don't tell anyone, he works on Shabbos. How would that go off for a shirch? What you, really, really? Hashem goes to shul on Shabbos? Really, are you kidding? Yeah, look at the pasuk. Hashem finished the melacha. He went to work on Shabbos. Shaduchim, I don't know. It's not going to be good. So what does Rashi say? Vayechal lekim b'yom hashvi'i b'shuvah mer bosa v'dam, a human being she'eino yodea ita v'uri ga'av. I'm going to darshan this homiletically in a moment, but let's first read the words. A human being, he doesn't know nothing. Man is thoroughly ignorant. He doesn't know the difference between right and left, the difference between an N95 mask and a surgical mask. He knows nothing. Man knows nothing. You know nothing. His time and his moments. Tzorich has no choice. Lehoisif, to add, Michol ala kodesh. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyodea, he knows what he's doing. He knows good and well what he's doing. Itov Uri Ga'av, Nichnas Bo Kichut HaSe'ora. So Hashem does Melacha until the very last moment. And then he stops. Hashem is precise. Atzur tomim pa'olo. Ki chol d'rochav mishpat. Hashem doesn't waste a second. Literally. He doesn't waste a split second. Hashem is busy creating, doing melacha. Hashem is busy working. He's working for us. He's busy working and creating, accomplishing, achieving, bringing benefit to this world to the very, very last second. And then it's Shabbos. Stops. But from us ignorant human beings who don't know Ben Yamin L'Smol, we don't know how to, we don't know Itov Uri Ga'av, we have no choice but to stop doing melacha early in the day, because if we're not going to stop early, who knows, we're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos. But from, and thus, since we are thoroughly ignorant, and we have to stop early, but and we observe the Ribbono Shel Olam continue, so from our limited perspective, it appears that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing melacha on Shabbos. So the truth is, Hashem is not doing melacha on Shabbos. And this pasuk is written from our perspective. From our perspective, it appears, Vayichal Elokim Bayoim Hashvi'i Milachtoi Asher Osa. From our perspective, it appears that Hashem is working on Shabbos. Now let's analyze this year. This year, every on a regular year, whenever we have Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of Yom Hashishi, the sixth day of creation. That's the way. That's what it says. Everyone agrees to that. Aleph Tishrei is the sixth day of creation. The world was created on the 25th day, and on the sixth day is Aleph Tishrei, the day where Adam HaRishon was created. That is what Rosh Hashanah is. Now, from our perspective, what do we do on Yom HaShishi? What do we do? Oh, it's Yom HaShishi. When we get close to the end of the day, after Chatzos, close the store. Go home early. Lie to your boss. You tell him, you know, Shabbos, I gotta go home. Gotta leave 12 o'clock. Don't tell him it's Shabbos until 8 o'clock, but I gotta go home 12 o'clock, right? I gotta go home. You shut down. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, he keeps on going. He keeps on going. And to us, it looks like the Ribbono Shel Olam is operating in full swing on Shabbos. This year, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. This year, the day that we commemorate as the sixth day of creation is Shabbos. We're commemorating the sixth day, Yom HaShishi. But yet, from our perspective, it's a day of commemoration, day six, but from our perspective, it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. And what's the message? What is the message? This is the drush. What is the message when you find yourself in a situation where the reality is today is Friday, but from our perspective, it's already Shabbos, and Hashem is it's truly Friday. But even though it's Friday, we have to be machmir, we have to treat it as Shabbos. But yet Hashem is still operating on this Shabbos. What is the message? The message Rashi tells us, it's the contrast, it's to emphasize this point. You human being, you know nothing. Adam doesn't know anything. You don't know itov urigaov. You don't know your moments. You don't know your seconds. You don't know the good times, the bad times. You know nothing. So to you, it seems strange that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing malacha. He's doing something. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's behaving in a way that is illogical. We, on Friday, we cut short 18 minutes before sunset, shut down. It's already candle lighting. In Eretz Yisrael, they light candles 40 minutes before sunset. And yet, the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing melacha. What in the world is he doing? He's being mechalal Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand. We don't understand what's going on. That's because you're a human being. You're extremely limited. The Ribbono Shel Olam, what he's doing with the ultimate precision. He's working every last second for your benefit, to bring for you bracha. He doesn't want to waste a second. It's because of your limitation. You have to make Shabbos early. You don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still be doing melacha at this point in time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki loy machshavoyseh, machshavoyseichem, loy darkechem derechoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing. And he's doing it for you. Isn't that exactly what this whole year was all about? We're living in a world, the world is gone mad. People are suffering. People don't understand why, what, how, what did we do to deserve this? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu limits our ability to properly handle the situation? You want to give us a tzara? At least give us a grass. Give us an opportunity to fight it. An opportunity to deal with it. No, there's no vaccines. There's no medicine. There's no understanding. There's no nothing. Everyone knows zero. After all this time, 6 months, more or less, we know the same thing we knew then. Nothing. And we just have questions, questions, questions. This year, Rosh Hashanah, the words of Rashi leap off the page. Because this year, Rosh Hashanah, is Shabbos. Shabbos. But we're commemorating Yom Shishi. When we commemorate Yom Shishi, and it's Shabbos, this Rashi becomes alive. Because on our Yom Shishi, we make our Yom Shishi into Shabbos. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not yet Shabbos. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam operates in a different plane, a different level. And the words of Rashi leap out when you have the combination of Yom Shishi and Shabbos with Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam coming together, the words of Rashi leap out again of what's the message this year for us in Rosh Hashanah. Bosa v'dam, you people, you earthlings in this world, what are you? Enosh, mo enosh kisis kerenu, Adam yisoydei me'ofar, v'soyfei le'ofar. You are nothing. You're just flesh and blood. She'eino yodea. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what Hashem has in store with the plan, the big plan. She'eino yodea itov. Your time, when it's time to come to this world, to leave this world, the moment, the good moments, the bad moments, urga'av. You don't know. So when you don't know, there's nothing. Tzorich lahoysef michol lalakodesh. You have to. You have to deal with it. You have to go and be responsible. You have to add Michol al Kodesh. Kodesh also means separation. You have to separate yourself. That's what we've been doing this year. We've added Michol. Kodesh means designation, separation. Chol means freedom. We've had to deny ourselves freedom this year. Avol HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He knows what's going on. He has a plan. Sheyodeya, he knows the plan of this world. Itov urgov. Nichnas boy kichut hasara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enter Okay, you have to leave this interpretation to you. He's nichnas by. He's coming into this world. He's arriving. The Shechina is arriving. Mashiach is coming. The Geul is on its way. Kichut hasara. Chazal say Mashiach comes at the least most expected moment. Who would imagine? V'niru ki'ilu kolobo bayom. Okay, whatever these words mean, there's enough here ready to shake us up. The unique combination of Friday and Shabbos, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the two come together, there is an intensity of awareness. Don't challenge Hashem. Humble yourself before Hashem. Be mekabel, be mespalel. That is the greatest zuchus for Yeshua and Bracha. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea. Let me explain like this. Over the years, when Rachmana Litzlan, we hear bad news. And when you go to yeshiva, you go to shul, you listen to an inspirational speaker or to a Rav, Gdeli Hadar, you're going to hear one of the, I think I probably told you this drasha already, for sure, but I just want to repeat in relation to Rosh Hashanah, relation to Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. When Rachmana Litzlan, in the past years, we've heard about situations that are very unpleasant. Terrorism, Rachmana Litzlan, people who are sick, problems in Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Hadar, they speak to us. You usually hear one of two things. Number one, they say to us, the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. He's upset. He's being toivea from us. We got to do something. But we all know we can't go do anything big because it's not going to work. So everyone should do something small. Make a very, very, be accept upon yourself to make a small change in life. Small change. Teeny little change. If you talk during Chazaras Hashatz, so don't talk the whole Chazaras Hashatz. Accept upon yourself that you're not going to talk until they get up to Shmakuleinu. Until they get up to Esemach David. A small little change. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone has different issues. And everyone, there's a little birdie in your head telling you what to do. Just do something teeny, a teeny little change for the better. That's what I've been hearing my whole life from many people in response to uncomfortable and difficult situations. And then, sometimes, less often, you hear about a tzara, and a rabbi will get up and will say, this tzara is so terrible. It demands that we make everyone here in this room should be mekabel upon themselves to make a major change in their life. A small change is not going to do it. This is a shake-up. Hands up. This is a hold-up. Major change. Everyone here has to make a major shift in their life. To acknowledge the tzara, what's going on. Okay, so this is what I think we're used to all hearing throughout our days. Rachmana Litzlan, there are problems. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being toivea, and we have to respond. And sometimes the response is in the form of small changes. And sometimes you'll hear speakers that will demand major changes to each his own. It depends if you're a boy in high school, you're a boy in elementary school, you're a grown adult, you're a family man, you're this, you're that. What is the tzara? Your personality, your blood pressure numbers. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different approach to dealing with situations. I have a friend. His blood pressure is 90 over 60. I don't believe it. 90 over 60. He's a vegan. Would you believe that? 90 over 60? He's walking around? Unbelievable. Feels great. I don't know how he does it. Everyone is different. Rabbi said, what about Corona? The year has gone by. No one ever fathomed what was coming. What do you do? Into which category does Corona fit? A small, teeny little change or a major holdup, a major shakeup? Which category? I have no doubt in my mind. If you go to Torah anytime, you listen to all the speeches, you'll find hundreds of inspirational speakers that will tell you make a small change. And you'll find not hundreds, you'll find a few that will tell you make a major change. In my humble opinion, which doesn't count for anything, this is just a friendly conversation between chaverim, I believe none of the above. Do nothing. Do nothing different. Don't make any changes. You want to make changes? Yeah, make anyway. You should be making changes in response to different. But Corona, as far as Corona is concerned, nothing, zero. Just go on with life. Don't make any changes. Again, in response to Corona, in response to everything else in life, all your other issues, other problems. Yeah. But in response to the pandemic. The Chorban of, what do they say, 2,000 Shomrei Torah mitzvahs worldwide at least, worldwide who were nifter before their time, and all of the sick people who have, some of them have permanent damage for the rest of their lives, and the trauma to their family, and the Yisoibim, and the Avelim, and the loss of Parnassa, which is beyond belief, in response to that, nothing. How can I say that? I don't have the courage, nothing. Because we don't even realize such an event is so massive and overwhelming, it already changed us. It already, no one thinks the same anymore. No one looks at this world, looks at the Ribbono Shalom the same way anymore. When you have, Rachman Litzan, a relative, a tzara, it's very easy. Okay, that's life. Business as usual. I'm off to the races. So then you got to do something. You know, put a ribbon around your finger. Wear on your lapel, wear a little ribbon. Remind you, you know, someone died. You know, don't forget. Sometimes you need to do go dress in a whole different color costume to be reminded of what happened. You got to do something. But when there's something that is so tragic and so overwhelming, you are automatically changed. I'll give you a simple mashal. Did you ever hear someone, ever hear this, even the people who are retarded and are mamish mentally meshuggah? Did you, even from the craziest people out there who do crazy things, did you ever hear of a person say, like, Rachman Litzan to a yosim, a person as a child, a little child, 5-year-old child, or maybe even older, who lost a parent and is suffering, say to the child, you see, your parent died. God is angry. You got to make a change in your life. It's time to make some changes. Did you ever hear such a Meshuggah say something? You never heard such a Meshuggah. Why not? Because the child has been traumatized with a tragedy. What do you want from the kid? He's in any way not longer the same. The tragedy has traumatized him. So you're going to go be Meshuggah and tell him, oh, now you should make a change. Hashem is angry. You're doing averos. And you have to repair your midos. Crazy? It's ridiculous. When you're dealing with people, Baruch Hashem, the whole life, everything is Baruch Hashem, relatively good. And then there's a tzara, so you shake him up. You know, you make a change. Hashem is angry. But when a person is so shaken up naturally, you stay away. There's nothing to open your mouth. we've all been traumatized, whether we realize it or not. Even the most macho and arrogant and even these type of people have been humbled during this time. It's not the same. You don't have to say to them, oh, you know, don't talk during davening anymore. Don't talk during davening anyway. You have to not talk during davening. That's an old story. But that should be the response from such a massive tsara, that you don't do, you have to do anything. Okay, this is my opinion. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me, and I respect. I'm certain there are people that will tell me that I'm out of my mind for saying this, but I really believe it's true what I'm saying. I really believe that there's nothing to do. Just live itself. Just go on with life. Regular. That itself is a major nisayon, a major avoda, and all of the things that you need to anyway correct yourself. Don't worry. There are plenty of other things that you can use to inspire you to make little changes, tweaks, and big changes in life. Now, let's go to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, let's talk a little homiletics. Rosh Hashanah, the whole year we daven. We daven, we say slichos, we say piyutim, kinois. We have some of the most eloquent, sophisticated expressions of prayer, a nusuch, liturgy. We have stuff that's beyond belief. Whether it's Tanakh, the learning of the Megillos, the Chumash Megillos, whether it's the Shemona Esrei, whether it's the Piyutim, the Yotzrois, the Kroivos, the Kinois. We have eloquent expressions of prayer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what I would put in the category of massive change. Person has a problem, you need some help, you pull out the big guns, take out the slichos, the kinois, the yoitzrois, the long shmona esreis, you daven, and you bang your head into the wall, and you do kaparis, and you do tashlich, and you make sure that when you do tashlich, you put your hands into your pockets and pull out every microscopic crumb and you throw it into the water and you do all these Kabbalistic things that you never heard of before. Yeah, that's right. You got to shake yourself up. I mean, this is a hold up. Everyone, don't move. This is a hold up. That's right. That's what you got. That's what we do the whole year round. But then when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we take all the eloquent Yitzres and Kabbalah and you name it. And how do we communicate with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Koil d'mama daka. Tekiya to something very, very small. All the massive weapons, the tanks, the laser-guided missiles, the satellites, the sophisticated F-35s, which are so sophisticated, can't even figure out how to fly the plane. And it's cost so much money, bankrupt any government that tries to operate these machines. Who cares about these things? Koil d'mama daka. Compare an F-35, you read about an F-35, and compare it to a guy sitting without any weapons, sitting doing shemira in front of a kibbutz. Compare these two weapons. A guy flying an F-35 with a person who's barely Shomer Shabbos, sitting at the gate of a kibbutz, an irreligious village in Eretz Yisrael, because there has to be, you know, some security, so he'll sit there in his shorts and sandals to make sure nothing looks, no one's coming to make trouble over here. The difference between the two. That's the difference between blowing shofar and everything that we do the entire year to earn favor with Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Hashem is upset at us. Well, we have to earn points in order to be successful. guess what? There's even a more... So there's the small little things that you do, and there are the big things that you do. What we do the whole year are big things. And in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem just wants, you know, I'm not asking you for a lot. And Rosh Hashanah, just make a little teeny change in your life for the better. If you talk during Chazaras HaShatz, you know, I'll tell you what. Pick one bracha that you accept upon yourself not to talk. For Rifo'enu, when they say the bracha, when the Shliach Tzibur says the bracha, Rifo'enu Hashem v'nei rafei, Hoshe'enu v'nei v'ashem, when he says the Rifo'enu, that's all I want from you. Be makabel upon yourself not to talk during that one bracha. That's like Tekiyah Shofar. Make a little change, a little sound. Two. That's it. But Rachmana Litzlan, when you go through a corona, you don't even need to do that. You don't need to do nothing. You certainly don't need after corona to make a major change. And to make a small change after such an event, such a shake-up, you don't need to do anything. I asked someone recently, they were talking about making a change. As after the Holocaust, again, I'm not comparing. God forbid to compare corona to the Holocaust. God forbid. Disclaimer here. Okay? Disclaimer. No connection. No, you can't even begin to compare the two together. But let's just have a conversation. After the Holocaust, were there any Rabbanim in Klal Yisrael, G'dolei HaDor on record, could do search all of anything that was published or recorded post the Holocaust, who told the survivors, the She'eres HaPleita, Hashem is angry at you, and therefore you better do teshuva. You better make some changes in your life. No such thing. After the Holocaust, just to live, to want to live, that's enough. There's nothing, you don't have to do anything. Now, again, I'm not chas v'sholem comparing corona to the Holocaust, but from our little world that we live in, this little world that we live in, the culture that we live in the society that we live in, corona has really shaken us up. Even if you don't think you've been shaken up, you've been shaken up. And you don't have to do nothing. So doing a little is blowing shofar. You know what doing nothing is? Don't blow shofar. Don't blow shofar. Don't even do that. That's this year. It's not for nothing that Ribbono Shel Olam brought corona in the year when we're not going to blow shofar. It's not for nothing. It's by design. Because that's right. You don't need to do anything. You don't need. You just need to come to shul. You just... I should not have said that. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was a Freudian slip. Not a Freudian slip. That was a foolish thing. It's like saying stupid dancing. Is that what he said? Okay. Yeah. Okay. That, I should not have said that. I didn't say. I don't mean like that because not everyone can go to shul. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant just daven. Okay. Just daven. You don't need to do anything special. You don't need Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to blow Kol Demama Daka. It's not for nothing that this year Hashem put this Nisoyan in this world in a year that concludes with Allah Elokim betrua, and there's no shofar. There's nothing to blow. There's no. That's right. You don't need to blow. You don't need to do anything. Just go on. Go on. Live your life. That's the avoda. There's no shofar this year. You don't need it. It's not the pshat. Oh, you know, Shabbos is the shofar. No, you don't need it. Hashem brought corona during a tkufa to say to us, just go weiter. Proceed. This has nothing to do with you. It is what it is. Hashem brought this upon the world. It shook us up. Whatever that means. Proceed. You don't need to blow shofar this year. Okay, let me share with you another idea, another short idea, before we wind down. We're going to say in the Nusach HaTfilah throughout Rosh Hashanah many, many times, Zeicher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. You've given us Rosh Hashanah as a Zeicher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. Many Gedolei Hador have scratched their heads so much that if they had hair on their heads, it would have fallen off by now. Most of those who scratch their heads, though, don't have hair, so it's not a problem. Grass doesn't grow on busy streets. But what in the world does Rosh Hashanah have to do with Zeicher LiYetzias Mitzrayim? I understand Pesach. I get it. Zeicher LiYetzias Mitzrayim. I understand even Shavuos. B'Yetziach HaEsom Mitzrayim. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. Sukkis, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the Anani Yaakovot. I get it. I understand. But what does Rosh Hashanah have to do with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? My inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, it's the Nusach HaTfila. So there are many, many, many answers. Some of the popular answers, that everything has to do with everything. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to serve Hashem and v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, you can just give this generic answer that the whole Yadus is based upon Zeich. Okay, the whole Yadus is based upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's as generic as it gets. Okay, it doesn't get more generic than that. And then you can be more sophisticated and say, you know what happened to Rosh Hashanah? Chazal tell us, the Shibud came to an end. It's a very good answer, actually, because what that means is their frame of mind changed. On Rosh Hashanah, Paro said, the people no longer should have an obligation to build Pisaim and Ramses. All the Jews go home, you're free, no more work. Mm-hmm. Work is canceled, I'm going to pay for a koilel, everyone, you can go to the koilel. If you don't want to go to koilel, I'll send you to I'll set up golf.
It's the first cancel culture.
Do whatever you want. You're free to do whatever you want. So what happened on that day? There was a change in a person's frame of mind. People had a different perspective on life. They didn't leave Egypt. They didn't go nowhere. They were slaves. They were under the authority of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Who are you? I'm a slave. My master is Paro. Nothing changed. The world went on the same way. The only difference was, hey, look at that. I'm not working anymore. I'm retired. When you retire, you're in a different frame of mind. Okay, you're in a different frame of mind. You begin to think a little bit. You have some time for yourself, some time to think. That's what happened on Rosh Hashanah. They were in Egypt. They didn't leave. Nothing physically happened, but their frame of mind changed. What is Rosh Hashanah? Our frame of mind has changed. You go to shul, it's impossible, no matter what, for a person not to reflect. It's impossible. There's going to be a moment during those 2 days, or even the season, forget about even during the days, during the holiday season, automatically a person's frame of mind changes. All right, that's another idea. But I want to express to you another idea. Okay, running out to another idea, short idea. Kol mi shloi omar bepesach shloisha dvarim elu lo yotza yidei chayvasai. When we speak about Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal say, anyone that fails to make mention of three things, lo yotza yidei choyvosai. It's as if there was no Pesach. Pesach demands three things. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. You have to say at the Seder, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. If you don't say Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Lo yotza yidei choyvasoi. Pesach hashuma. So what is Pesach all about? We go on to say Pesach hashuma. She posach HaKadosh Baruch Hu abotei Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saved us. We were in mortal danger. The Malach HaMoves was out there in the streets. The Malach HaMoves had free reign. Free reign. And yet, you know what happened? We survived. Everyone today is a survivor. Anyone here that's listening is a survivor. There's no rhyme, no reason why this guy and not this guy. People of every age, every demographic, every type of family, doesn't make any sense. There is no pattern. There is no way to understand why the people who died. It really shook me up the most. On Tisha B'Av, I had a boy here, Mamish, sitting here in the shul. He was sitting here, Mamish, in this seat. He spent hours and hours putting together, I could send it to you if you want, a slideshow that was going to be presented at a Tisha B'Av kinos of pictures and names of all the victims. I'll post it on the chat. It was shown on Tisha B'Av. And you know, I was supposed to help him and edit it. I didn't even see it because I just didn't have the time. During those last days, I was so crazy busy. I didn't even have time, and we played. And I was afraid. Who knows? I don't even know because the boy that did it, I knew him from yeshiva or yitz. I got a hold of him. He was a nice boy, and I said, "Maybe you want to do it?" And I gave him some guidance, and I helped him with a little here and there. I didn't even see it. And then when I saw it, it wasn't, you know, if I had time, it would have been a little bit different. But it was good enough, and it really shook me up. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect to be shaken up by this because of the diversity of who died. The age range, the types of people, and this is just a fraction. It doesn't make any sense. Anyone that's alive today is a survivor. Asher posach Hashem ala Pesach, Hashem passed over this one's door, not him. When Hashem sent the Malach HaMoves to be Mashkes, and it was not Mavchim ben Tzadik l'Rasha, Hashem, he's posach ala Pesach. What else? Matzah al Shumo. Why Matzah? So you read the Haggadah, it says, Gilu Yishchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were sitting there baking our bread. We're leaving tomorrow. Let's have some fresh bread. Fresh bread. All of a sudden, Gilu Shechina, Shehigle Aleim HaKadosh Melech Malchi Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uge'olam. There's no time. We got to run. Revelation. Because Hashem revealed Himself in the middle of our baking process, we had to take the raw dough and just go, and we never baked it, turned into matzah. Gilui Shechina, Morar, bitterness. Vayemoru es chayim b'avoyda kasha. This is what happened to us. This, we on Pesach, take note. The three items on Pesach, Matzah, Morar, we are passive. Pesach, we sat in the house, we were playing with our smartphones, clicking around with our fingers on the iPhone, patching around. And in the meantime, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Pasach ala Pesach. He passed over us. We survived. Wow, look at that. Oblivious to the whole thing. Gilui Shechina. Hashem revealed. Oh, look at that. What did I do to deserve this? Hashem revealed himself to me. He revealed himself to me. Let's go. We're leaving. Morar, bitterness. We suffered. We just sat there and they beat us to a pulp. They murdered us. They took the children, put in bricks into the wall. We were passive. Now let's go to Rosh Hashanah. Useshuva, usefila, utzedaka, ma'avidin es roya hagezer. What is the avoida? What is the avoida of Rosh Hashanah? What is the highlight of the davening? Let's be real. The highlight of the davening is unesane toigef. I mean, who's not going to tell you that? Who's not going to admit to that fact? And how does unesane toigef end? Useshuva usefila utzedaka ma'avirin es roya hagezera. Teshuva sfila utzedaka directly correlate to Pesach, Matzah, Umara. The only difference is it's the other side of the coin. It is the active reaction and response. The acceptance of responsibility of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. What is Pesach? Hashem, he passed over us. The Malach HaMoves is out there in the street. And Hashem passed over us. What is our response to acknowledging that reality? Teshuva. We don't deserve to be here. We don't deserve the Malach HaMoves. We don't deserve. We were passive at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uposach Hashem ala Pesach. We owe Hashem. We are in mortal danger. We should have died like everyone else. Why are we here? The Malach HaMoves is out there. We don't deserve. We must do teshuva. It is the response to the uposach Hashem ala Pesach. Usefila. What's tefila? Tefila is not teshuva. It's not repentance for our sins. Tefila is to come close to Hashem. Gilui shchina. Matzah. Matzah zu she'onu oichlem al shumo. Al shum shloi hispik bitzekem lahachmitz. Ad shehigle aleihem. Melech Malchei Hamlochim Uga'olam. Revelation. When Hashem reveals himself to you, well, you're just going to sit back and be passive and do nothing? Get up! Greet the king! Pray to him! Take advantage! Trump is here! Ask him for some favors! Take advantage! Tefillah! He has revealed himself, Hashem! Connect! Tefillah. And what's the third? Maror. In Egypt, we suffered. We know what it's like to suffer. So therefore what? Tzedakah. Don't let those people suffer. It's the active response to maror. You know what it means to be bitter. When you don't have money in the bank and you don't know how to pay the next pay the rent, pay for food, the humiliation of asking for money, asking for hanochis, the humiliation is unreal. You know what it means, it's bitter. If you know what it means to be bitter, don't let it be bitter. If you have the ability to take away someone's bitterness in life through tzedakah, whether it's tzedakah in the form of money or tzedakah in the form of giving, of listening, just to listen. People are so desperate just to be heard, to give them an ear. Tzedakah. It's teshuva usefila utzedakah could not be more of a zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. It's even more of a zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim than Pesach itself. Because on Pesach, the avoida of what happened on Pesach was, what happened? Lo yotzlecha vasoi. Pesach Matzu Morar. You just sat there in a comfortable chair. You did absolutely nothing. That's what life is all about. Life is about picking yourself up off your comfortable chair and doing something, accepting responsibility, obligating yourself, committing yourself. Pick yourself up and do something. How do you react to the knowledge of Pesach? You shouldn't be here today. The Malach HaMoves was out there. It's time to do teshuva. How do you react to Gilui Shechina? HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael. You daven. You connect. How do you react to maror? Take it away. Take away the maror. You can take away someone's maror by giving tzedakah in all of its facets and forms of the vastness of what's tzedakah. Take away. Be active. It's the active form of Pesach Matzah Maror. Useshuva Usefila Utzedakah. It's truly Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yisai, we conclude, there are five koilos, Rabbi Yisai, when you blow shofar. There's a tekiah, there's a shavarim, there's a teruah. There's something called a shavarim teruah. They go together, shavarim teruah. And then there's something called the tekiah gedoila. Five different words, expressions that come out of the word of the Makri. He only has a, Makri has a very limited vocabulary, even less than a kindergarten child. He has less words than the toddler. He only knows five, isn't it amazing? The Rabbanim only know five words, that's all they can come up with on Rosh Hashanah. Only they can say is tekiah, shvarim, teruah, shvarim teruah, or tekiah gedoila. That's the whole vocabulary of Rosh Hashanah. Five types of sounds. Rabbi Yisai, may we be zeichet to a year with these five koilos that go forth, they should echo. They should go forth and come back around, echo. And the echo should be the other five koilos. Kol sosoin. Kol simcha, kol chosan, kol kala, koil mitzhalos chasanem michuposam unaodem mimishne neginasam. There are five koilos in this pasuk. These five koilos are the echo. They're the return of the investment of the koil tkia, the kol shvarim, the kol teruah, the kol shvarim teruah, and the kol tekiah gedoila. May we be zeichet to a year of success, beracha, excellent health, parnasa. May you all have exceptional nachas from your children, your grandchildren, some of you, your great-grandchildren, Yishuv Hadas, Nachas, happiness, Hatzlocha, Yimale Hashem Kol Mishalois Libchem Litoiva, Ashon Toiva, Umisuka, a good Gebench Yar, Ksiva Vachasima Toiva. Dibor Rabbi Yisai.
Amen.
And Michal's going to say goodbye to everyone. Michal, good yard. Michal.
See you, Vaksima Tova, to all you guys. See you next year.
Thank you, Rabbi Levine. A good Gebench Tua. Dr. Friedman, good Gebench Tua.
Hey, Dr. Friedman.
Ksiva
Dr. Phil is going. A lot of people are not going to
Meyer.
Yeah.
Meyer.
I'm listening.
I wanted to tell you somebody in your